G'day punters and welcome to Winning Posts preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 1. I'm John Barker. I've got the full team on this week. Joel Marshy Marshall, Carl the Jackal Diorio, and wowee, as Brian Taylor would say. What a meeting we have at Randwick on Saturday. I guess the question is, what sort of a track are we going to be playing on, Joel?
Yeah, well, I think it got back to a soft five Wednesday, but plenty of rain in Sydney on Thursday as we speak even, and Gosford have lost their Gosford Guineas meeting this afternoon, and yeah, plenty of rain going to fall, I think, at Randwick, and I think we're going to be certainly playing on a heavy track.
Carl, four magnificent Group 1 races as part of Day 1 of the Championships. What do you think? Look, the Doncaster is just fantastic. The TJ, as I've written about in both Best Bets and Winning Post this week, intriguing from the perspective of who is going to be Australia's champion sprinter for the year. And the Australian Derby looks like could be a pretty much a New Zealand Derby, although perhaps not, Carl.
Yeah, perhaps not. I hope it isn't this year at least. But yeah, really good meeting, strength across the board. It's just a shame that the weather is just intervening through this Sydney Autumn Carnival and making it miserable for everyone. But even the size, I've got no idea who's going to win the size produce. It's a very tricky race, but not often we see 16 plus 4 emergencies go around that Group 1 race.
No, I bet the Sydney authorities would wish they could just transfer a few of these numbers to some of their off-season events. And meanwhile, in the south, of course, we're off to Bendigo, which we'll get to after Randwick for Golden Mile Day. And just mild, speaking of mild weather, as the heat seems to have disappeared from Victoria, but not too much rain. So certainly be playing on a good track at Bendigo, which we will cover after we finish with Royal Randwick. We've got 10 races, 9 of them at group level and 4 group ones. And we kick off, and just so much money up for grabs, we kick off with the Whitten 150th Anniversary Stakes, better known as the Kindergarten, for 2-year-olds over 1,100 metres at Group 3 level, Joel.
With number 9, Alizé, the half-sister to Astern, of course, gets another Group 1 opportunity later on in the day, but this filly's got plenty of quality. Debut, very unlucky, then Magic Night Run was excellent. I think she'll be pretty hard to beat from number 1, Property, who comes through the Blue Diamond. 5, Solar Patch, who thought could be competitive in a couple of maidens in the last couple of weeks, but through washouts and scratchings, he hasn't gone around. Expensive Yearling, I thought he ran pretty well on debut from a wide gate. Got a bit of improvement about him, I think, that colt. And in for 4th, number 8, Sheikah.
LZ on top for me, number 9. I was impressed by her trials leading into her last start, 2nd behind Shorp. On face value, was a little bit disappointed that she got beaten by Tulip, but I guess when you see what Tulip has done since, there's no disgrace there. The stable's always had a big rap on this half-sister to Astern. I think she can get the job done. From 2, Condor Heroes, who's the half-brother to Ridgeway. Mark Zara went up there specifically to ride Condor Heroes in winning the maiden last time. 3rd, number 5, Solar Patch, who had a bit of a tough run on debut. I thought he stuck on gamely. I expect to see this horse run quite well. And for 4th, number 8, how would you say that?
Sheikah.
Yeah. Well, it's got a chance off the day, the first up win. And the dam actually won this race a few years back, Solar Charge.
Race 2 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, China Horse Club Carbine Club Stakes for the 3-year-olds over 1,600 metres. Another Group 3, Joel.
I went number 1, Veladero. He's had excuses his last couple of starts. You've got to be a bit forgiving if you've been on him. I haven't been on him, so I guess I can afford to be a bit forgiving. I thought his first run back from a spell was quite encouraging with the big weight. And as I said, he's pulled up coughing and poor race recovery last couple of starts. Blinkers go on. Son of Medagliadoro, they usually work, and he's won on the heavy. So if he's at his best, I think he can improve. I've got him ahead of the filly, number 9, Zenalicious, who improved nicely in the far lap behind Fox Play. Good effort. I think she can measure up against the boys. In for 3rd, number 2, Eusebio, who's taken all before him this time in. That win at Canberra last start was good. And 4, The Answer, my friend, who's also been going super this time in.
Eusebio, for me, his 3 wins this campaign have been great, particularly that last one in Canberra. John O'Shea's won the Canberra Guineas the last 3 years. He certainly knows what it takes to win that race. And this is probably the best of those horses coming through this race. Carbine Club, always got a bit of depth to it, but I think he's a class above. From 6, Mr. Sneaky, and 4, The Answer My Friends. Got that similar form line through Melbourne. The Answer My Friends, on a wet track, up on the speed from a wide barrier, might be a bit vulnerable late. And for 4th, I've put in number 5, Actor Tour, who might be a bit of an improver, slightly back in grade after finishing down the track in the Randwick Guineas.
Race 3, Schweppes Chairman's Handicap, Group 2, over 2,600 metres, John.
I went with number 1, Big Duke. Got the race on protest last start, but look, he's just a pretty promising stayer. A good, tough win last start, up 4 kilos. So that'd be a little bit of a negative, but I think he can win again. Probably not a betting race for mine. However, I've thrown in the Godolphin import number 6, Polarization, for 2nd. Looks to have pretty decent international form, and got to respect these horses. Obviously, first up, he would have been well trained for it. I think the plan was to go Sydney Cup first up originally, but he runs around here. 3, Aloft, in for 3rd, who thought won pretty well first up at Flemington, and for 4th, number 5, Allegria.
2 on top for me, Kinema. Admittedly, when I did do this selection, I was expecting the track to be not a bottomless heavy 10, because I don't think Kinema was entirely suited by it last time. But provided the track is not completely underwater, Kinema up to the 2600 metres I think will outstay them. I've got Kinema ahead at 5, Allegria, who's been consistent this campaign, another one who probably wants it on the firmer side compared to the bottomless pit it might turn out to be. For 3rd, number 3, Aloft, and then for 4th, number 1, Big Duke.
Race 4, one of the really intriguing ones of the day, New Haven Park Country Championships final, 1400 metres. Worth 500,000, you've had to have finished 1 or 2 in a heat of the series to get a run among the 16 starters, and this has really just been you would think the country and provincial championships have nearly been Racing Victoria's most successful initiative over recent years, and what an intriguing field it is. You would think Perfect Dare, Matt Darney, just he knocks up winning these country restricted races in town, and he's got Barrier 7, he's got Hugh Bowman. We've got a very wet track. Do we know much about Perfect Dare on a wet track, John?
Well, that would be the query. I mean, just looking at his form, he's clearly the one to beat. Obviously, pretty well in under the set weights conditions. You know, 2nd in a Magic Millions Cup, and obviously went to Grafton and bolted in like his odds suggested he would. So, look, I think he's clearly the one to beat. Never been on the heavy. Fastnet Rock, however, Galileo Mare shouldn't be too bad. I just expect his class to take him a long way. 15, Pumpkin Pie, in for 2nd, who's had 2 runs in group company since winning her heat. So this is obviously the race that she's been targeted at, and I think she can improve. Number 6 in for 3rd, the unbeaten Careless Choice, just attacked the line super to win his heat at Scone. And in for 4th, number 1, Distinctive Look, who's twice a winner of a highway handicap, Rose Hill and Randwick, and he's in good form leading into this.
6, Careless Choice, on top for me. It's a half to the Caulfield Cup winner, Torquay. And yeah, very impressive win first up at Scone on that heavy track. Lucky there was a very good judge officiating that day, because Careless Choice certainly left it late to get up on the line. But 1400, might be even looking for a bit further later on, but 1400 metres on a wet track, it should bring out the best in him. Got him ahead of 3, Perfect Dare. That's the unknown, the wet track. You just don't know how he's going to handle it, but he's certainly the class runner. 3rd, number 18, All Summer Long, who was scratched from this race last year when was really one of the more fancy runners in the race. It had a stone bruise. It's an emergency in this field, so it's just sweating on the run. But if it gets in, I'm sure it'll make his presence felt. And 4th, number 7, All After That. After All That, I should say.
And after all that, race 5 at Royal Randwick on Saturday is the Green Guys PJ Bell Stakes for 3-year-old fillies. Group 3, 1,200 metres, 18 to face the starter, Joel.
Yeah, it should be a really tricky race. However, I've made my best bet in it. Raymond, she got the cash for us first up. I think on the strength of that, should be very hard to beat again. Goes up 3 kilos and meets, but comes back to filly's grade. Beat the older mares last night. I would say this race is probably a more difficult assignment, just being the depth of the race and obviously a big field. But she handled the heavy easily. I think she's a very talented filly and can win again. So bet up number 6, Sweet Sherry, in for 2nd, who I thought was pretty good first up against the boys down the straight with her 60 kilos. She'll be fitter for that. In for 3rd, number 11, Manea, who's, look, formerly had huge raps on her. She's had a really interrupted campaign up in Queensland this time in. She missed a trial before her fresh run and she was underdone. She ran pretty well. Then she had over a month off into her next run, and she's been placed at her last couple, so she hasn't been disgraced, she hasn't been showing her best, but I think there's a fair bit left for her to give, so she can improve. And in for fourth, number 12, Zumbalina. First up, she couldn't have done any more than she did last time, winning all four.
Rosa Carolina on top for me, number 19, the first emergency in the field. Showed a lot of promise last year. Took a bit of time to warm up this campaign, but I thought the last start win at Newcastle on a slightly dry surface, the soft six was pretty encouraging to say that she's back on song. And even if the track is on the heavy side, I don't think they'll worry Rosa Carolina too much. I think it was just a case of building fitness on those rain-affected tracks. Now she's fit and firing and ready to go, and all she needs is a run in the race. For second, number three, Raymond, who has the best form lines, won three of her past four, and obviously the only time she lost was to that quality mare in her time. Third, number 21, Blowing Kiss, is the third emergency. This horse was specked at odds in the Crockett when it pulled up with a slow recovery, but the form prior was also positive, and the recent trials have been good. And for fourth, number 8, Prompt Response, a very honest filly, and can show up first up. You never question Gay Waterhouse and the fitness of her runners leading into a first up the sign.
Race 6 at Randwick, last leg of the early quad. First of the Group 1s, first of the million-dollar-plus races. This is the Inglis Sires, 1,400 metres for two-year-olds, at set weight worth just over $1 million, Joel.
And I've gone with the New Zealand-trained visitor here, number 9, Summer Passage, who has looked a class colt right from day one across the Tasman. His trials were super. He was beaten on debut. He got back from a wide gate, but he ran on well, and he's won his next two, including Group 1 last start. At Ellerslie, there was a line of three duelling for the lead. He was in the middle, and I thought he did a really good job to kick away early in the straight and hold them off pretty comfortably. Look, New Zealand two-year-olds and Group 1 Aussie races don't really mix, but I think he's just got to look at him as an Australian horse. He's by Snitzel, out of an Costa del Lago mare, strong Australian sprinting family, bought from Easter, so forget that he's New Zealand trained. I think he'll run really well. From number 14, Frolic, who was super in the Gold Slipper. She's a very talented filly. I don't think she'll have any problems running the 1,400. Six, Gunnison, missed the Slipper. Saved for this. He's two from two. The latest, he's had a trial since the latest run, and his trial was very good, beating the older mare, Tycoon Tara. And in for fourth, number 4, Veronillo.
Well, I was looking for a fresh horse on the scene that hadn't been running on heavy tracks and having gut busters and everything like that, and I just kept coming back to Gunnison, who has won both starts. Nice effort in the Todman after rolling along the lead and holding off to beat the stablemate Invader. Dodged the Golden Slipper. Maybe there was a setback. Maybe it was a selection to miss it and come straight to the Sires, but it might ultimately prove decisive. I've got it ahead of number 13, Astoria, who's also had two starts. Has got upside. Don't think was entirely comfortable in the heavy nine at Rose Hill last time, which it's a bit of a concern heading into Saturday, I guess, in some respects, and does draw wide, but certainly has plenty of talent. Third, number 15, Tulip. Tulip and Frolic are in that same boat. They're having their sixth start for the campaign, both placed in the Golden Slipper last time, but just went with Tulip because she's got that better barrier, and I think she's probably got the more ability of the two, if I can say that. And fourth, number 5, Trapeze Artist.
Race 7 at Randwick on Saturday. First leg of the quaddie, which carries a $200,000 jackpot in New South Wales, which you will have earned if you can pick these four winners. It's worth over $2 million. It's the BMW Australian Derby, 2,400 metres for three-year-olds at set weights. They are all males. They've all got 56.5. Joel, I'm assuming you're with one of the Kiwis.
Well, Kiwi Connections in Anaheim for the Bussard and Young stable. Of course, they won the race last year with Tavago and... Look, I think this bloke's crying out for the 2,400. Does need to improve a little bit to turn the tables on Ginger Nuts and Inference out of the Rose Hill Guineas, but I think possibly settling closer in the run and the step up to the 2,400 can certainly help him do that. Very heavy ground would be the tiny query. I know that's what the stable are worried about, but I'm going to stick with him at an each-way price to beat two Ginger Nuts, who was super in the Guineas, as was Inference number 3, who couldn't go with Ginger Nuts when he sprinted on the turn, but kept finding the line well. And number 4, John Snow, who of course comes through last week's run, which was pretty impressive and looked pretty soft on the line. He'll run well no matter what, just whether he's got the class to win the Derby, I'm not sure.
It's probably four winning chances. I think Inference will be very hard to beat. The only worry now is how wet that track gets, because I think the wet track disadvantages him and moves the race probably into the keeping of Ginger Nuts, who we saw left him standing on a heavy track last time at Rose Hill. But all things being equal, I think Inference is a much better horse, and I've got him on top from Ginger Nuts. For third number one prized Icon, his best is on dry ground, and he's going to be massively disadvantaged by running on a heavy track. But we saw what he can do regardless on the heavy, just from natural ability, last start in the Tullock. He did so well to finish second, even though he didn't appreciate the going. And for fourth, number seven, Anaheim, who certainly looks capable over the 2400, whether he has the class of the other three horses, I'm not too sure. Don't think Sosie Bond, John Snow will run the trip, and Hardham definitely won't like the conditions as well. I've gone 3, 2, 1, and 7.
Third of the Group 1's second leg of the main quaddie at Randwick on Saturday. Race 8, Dali TJ Smith Stakes, 1200 metres, standard weight for age, Group 1 worth just over $2.5 million, Joel.
With number 7, Spieth, hopefully he gets his day in the sun for him and Bryce Hayes' sake on Saturday. He could have won with a fraction of luck two of his last three starts at Group 1 level. Of course, the Dali Classic and the Lightning, either side of his spell, he was pretty unlucky in. And didn't have much go his way in the Newmarket either. Drew Barrier won. It was always going to be a bit of a nightmare from there, and never really got into much space. Pretty forgiving of that run. I think back to Sydney and back around a bend. Drawn out a bit, I don't think that's a problem. I think he'll be very hard to beat. From number one, Chautauqua, who's going well without winning. His Canterbury Stakes run was excellent, coming through in the worst part of the ground. Back to his pet race, really, 2 from 2, going for 3 on the trot. 13 in for 3rd, Astern, who's the top class 3-year-old. A little bit hard to read, and that he's coming into this first up, had a little bit of an interrupted campaign. He's had 3 trials, but wouldn't be here if he wasn't on song, you wouldn't think. And 11, Tavachi in for 4th, who was very good in the Newmarket.
Yeah, Chautauqua on top for me. He's won, obviously, the past 2 TJs, and I think he can make it 3 in a row. I don't think his form this campaign has been all that bad. He's been placed in those 3 runs without winning. The drop back from 1500 to 1200, I think, will agree with him more. I am a little bit surprised that they did persist with him in the George Ryder, to be honest. I did always feel that that 1500 metre trip would be beyond him, I guess, the stable of the crack. And they came up short. Now they come back to a pretty good option over the 1200 and the TJ worth $2.5 million. So I've got him on top from Astern. First up from a spell, should run a nice race. You'd expect him to be forward enough to be there in the finish. For third, number 7, Spieth. And then for fourth, number 6, Fell Swoop, who was runner-up in last year's TJ Smith.
Race 9, third leg of the quaddie, last of the Group 1s on day 1 of the championships. And that is the Star Doncaster Mile, 1600 metre handicap worth just over $3 million. And, well, Joel, I guess some people are going to look like geniuses after this. There's so many ways to attack it, and the rest of us are going to look like fools.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough race, plenty of chances. My plan of attack is backing 2 horses at double figures each way. I find them hard to split. I ended up going for 16, Antonio Giuseppe, who I thought could win a big race this autumn off his trials. He looked to have come back super. He won first up, obviously, in restricted grade. And look, I haven't lost too much faith with him in his last couple of runs. He stepped from the 15 to the 2,000 second up and had to chase a tearaway leader. And then last start, he took on the Ranvet at weight for age, and I thought handled himself quite well. Comes back to the Randwick Mile off the 2,000 metre run, blinkers on, drawn well. Tommy Berry knows what it takes to win these big races. So I'm putting him on top from 10, Redkirk Warrior. I don't think there's any fluke about his Newmarket win. He's a very, very smart horse, and he's could be sneaking in sort of under the radar handicaps-wise here. I think he'll run really well. 2 Lee Remain, impossible to leave out, just flying this prep, and 19 Spectroscope on the backup from his excellent win last week. Really progressive sort.
Yeah, Spectroscope on top for me. Made a great impression in Australia in a brief amount of time. Always thought he'd measure up at the Group 1 level, perhaps not this quickly, but with 51 in a Doncaster, third up on the backup, he's fit and firing. Joe Marrera aboard, I think he's going to be right in the finish despite that wide barrier. He'll get back and fly home from 2 La Romana. He's got the form on the board. 10 Redkirk Warrior, unconventional campaign towards the Doncaster Mile, but he's really well weighted with 53. And fourth, number 5, Happy Clapper, who's a bit of a specialist over this Randwick Mile trip, and I think third up, gee, some of these runs leading into this race have been really, really good.
Race 10 at Randwick on Saturday, taking us out, last leg of the quaddy. TAB Adrian Knox Stakes, a Group 3 for three-year-old fillies over 2,000 metres, but as one of our friends from Racing Australia described it today, benchmark 68, Joel.
Yes, difficult race. It can throw up a bit of a rough result, so I'm hoping for the same this year. I've gone for number one, Cambage, who looked all right winning a couple of races back in November at Hawkesbury, beating older horses as she got up in trip. She's come back this prep, loved her first up run, tacked the line really well late at Warwick Farm. And then last start, sort of made a little bit of an early move on the, before the turn. Got run over by an older horse, but thought the run was quite good. Back to three-year-old filly company, fitter for that. Think she can run a race at odds from eight. La Chat from the Godolphin team, super run last start, got forced with a very wide, pushed off the track and really ran home strongly the last 200 metres. 11 in for third, Red Heat, the half-sister to Single Gaze. Should be coming right into her own. She's beat the older horses last start, so I can certainly entertain her at a bit of a price. And three, Mullover, daughter of So You Think, who was impressive winning her maiden.
Number eight, La Chat for me, who got back from a wide barrier last time under William Buick and absolutely motored at the end of 1600 metres at Kembla Grange. It was a real eye catcher. If you saw the race, you wouldn't want to be on anything else over 2000 metres next time out. I think you'll be winning from number nine, which is Bassa. No, actually, from three, Mullover, who was impressive in winning the maiden last time at Newcastle. Then number nine, Bassa, who was certainly bred to get a trip. And then for fourth, number four, High Impulse. Good race. I think the winners will definitely come from those top four, though. Eight, three, nine, and four.
All right, that wraps up a huge first day of the championships. Bests and value bets. Carl's went for race seven, number three, your best Carl inference. Still with that, despite the possibility of a very heavy track.
I thought he was immoral, but now I'm starting to soften a little bit, but I'm still going to make him my best in spectroscope, the value in the Doncaster.
And that's race nine, number 19. Joel with number race five, number three. Raymond got the cash for your followers last time, and in the TJ, your value bet, race 8, number 7, Spieth, marked in your winning post at, well, only $8. That's a very conservative value bet for you, Joe.
It is, yeah. Well, you, there's a few roughies there. Tonio Giuseppe, Cambage, Valadero, so there's a few roughers there if you want to bank on any of them.
Fair bit of cash on offer at Bendigo too, including two listed races on Saturday. First of those, race 7, bet 365. Golden Mile worth 150,000, 1600 metres, and Bernie Fronty just comes out and wins every time, doesn't he?
He does. He just loves those Vobis bonuses, that's for sure. I've gone for 14 Plot the Course here at each way odds. Quite liked his first up run at Flemington. He'll be better for the step up to a mile second up. He's a talented galloper. 16 in for second, War Legends, come back in good order. One Burning Front, and three, Jacquino Bay for fourth.
Yeah, Plot the Course on top for me. He's been really consistent this season. His first up run was really encouraging, behind an all-the-way leader. Not in the best ground, but he was strong through the line. Rise to 1600 in his favour. Fellow Swoopers, Battle Camp 17, and number 7, Zabrins, I think, can figure in the finish. And then I've got in Burning Front, number 1 in for fourth. I'm just not sure about that 60.5, how he's going to go, and I think he's quite vulnerable at the $3.50 or whatever his price is.
And I am with that $3.50, that false favourite. Number one, Burning Front, to beat seven, Zabrins, 17, Battle Camp, and number six, Nevis. The other listed race at Bendigo, race eight, Rich Enough at Woodside Park Stud. Bendigo Guineas, 1,400 metres for three-year-olds. And I am assuming that this very hot favourite, the answer, my friend, is not going to be running because he's in Sydney. So I'm with 9, Casio, to beat 12, Get Ready for Love, 13, Nina's Barrel Arena, and 3, Sword of Light. Joel?
Yeah, well, I've got the answer, my friend, on top in my selections in the winning post. So if he runs, he's on top. If not, I'm with 2, Archie Barber, back down from Sydney, maybe getting away from the wet tracks. And I think on a firmer surface, we can see him switch back on and improve. 7, Mandalay Bay. Didn't mind the recent trial, promising sort. Number 9, Casio, very good in both runs to date. And if the one is out, I'll need a new fourth, and it'll be 13, Nina's Ballerina.
Well, hopefully the answer my friend runs, because I reckon I'll get beat by Casio, who I really liked the debut win, and also the last start run, got back in the trolley run race, but the rail was out 7 metres at Mooney Valley. Had to ride for luck, pushed through on the fence, and got home nicely for third. Big track, 1400, right up his alley. Got him on top from one, the answer my friend. 4 Atlantic Express, really good jump out last Friday at Flemington. A bit underrated, that horse. And then for 4th, number 2, Archie Barber.
All right, my best at Bendigo on Saturday, race 4, number 9, Richard of York, who really kicked into gear at Sandown last time, absolutely brained them, still on the minimum, thought could win again, and my value was the aforementioned race 8, number 9, Casio. Joel?
My best is Haradaful, race 9, number 4, resumes off a long spell, but he's been giving a good campaign into this, a couple of jump outs and a trial at Cranbourne. He's just gone around on the bridle in all three. I think he's come back super. Talented horse, I think he can win. Haradaful. And my value is Je Suis Tycoon, first starter in the Gold Rush Race 3. Obviously a tough race, got to take on some proven performers, but I think at the $20-odd, she can run a really good race. Her jump outs in the spring were very good, untouched in both of them, as she was in a recent Cranbourne trial, so I think she's got a bit to give.
Value bet, race 7, number 14, Plot the Course. My best bet is at the same price, 20-1, race 9, number 8, Bradman. Bendigo Guineas winner back in 2013. He's had 3 wins since, all over 1,400 metres. 2 of those have been in the last year. His last 2 runs have been in sit sprint races, which haven't suited, and I'm hoping that this race will be a truly run, which I expect it to be, and I think he'll finish home over the top.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday, at least for the first 8 races they are. Saving the best for last and also for the main track, and that's the listed Manor High Classic, Carl. Over 1,100 metres, listed event, we see your value bet of the day coming up here, and that's from the very high-striking stable of Will Clarkin. First up for the informed jockey, Jamie Carr, Caballoche.
Yeah, Will Clarkin, he followed me on Twitter last week after I mentioned that someone had $10,000 on one of his horses on the tote, so that was good to see that word got around enough that he has jumped on the bandwagon there. But Caballoche, really good horse, capable performer, fresh. Should have won the Standish Handicap, where 2 starts ago and then had enough by the time of the Barton Stakes, but certainly wasn't disgraced finishing alongside the likes of Humidor. I think he'll be too good here from Sabu, who's jumped out well recently at Ballarat. Third, I've then put in Casino Wiz.
Number 8, Vidora.
Vidora, yeah, that horse goes well fresh. And then Carlo Varsi, number 9 in for 4th.
And your best comes up in race 7. That's the Schweppes Oaks 6th of May Handicap, 1,300 metres, a 3-year-old benchmark 70. I speak of number 2, So You Too.
Gee, good run last time. First up over the 1,200 metres, just covered plenty of extra ground, was entitled to fold up and finish down the track, but the son of So You Think had the audacity to go down by a long neck on the line. Second up to the 1,300 metres. Well, we know he's going to get the trip. It just depends if he's been flattened by that run. But he's a really quality horse, this one, and I'm sure he's going to measure up into better races.
Doobin, the venue for Queensland Metro Racing on Saturday, we hope, may well be washed out, so let's not spend too much time on it. Joel, your best race 2, number 1, Margin Trader.
Yeah, he stepped up sharply in class last start off a benchmark win into a $100,000 quality handicap. He was 3 and 4 wide, always working, entitled to get beat a big margin. He was beaten about 6.5, and I didn't think it was that bad a run. Out to 2,200, back to his right level. He's only had one go on a heavy. It was 1,400 first up at Sandown, so no guide there. I think he'll run well. And my value was Desert General, race 7, number 5. Usually improves off a couple of runs, and didn't mind the latest effort, so I thought third up from a good draw can handle the heavy conditions. So double figures, he might be worth a bit of a look.
One of the bigger meetings of the autumn in Perth is at Ascot on Saturday, and we can be fairly confident this one's going ahead. It's the WA Oaks and Karrakatta Plate meeting. Kick off with the WA Oaks, not a huge betting race, you wouldn't think. Joel, the Kieran Megumi WA Oaks 2400 at level weights, and Royal Star brained them in the Natasha and is expected to brain them again.
Yes, she pushed forward, did a little bit of work to find the lead, and then controlled the race and gave a good kick and won like probably a dominant filly that she is, so very hard to beat. Stablemate, very tempting, I thought was good. She went back to last, came widest, and kept finding the line, so if there's a sneaky upset chance, it could be her. 3 Vein Striker came through the inside and hit the line quite well, and 9 Cassowary Street was a roughie. She was held up for a large chunk of the straight, though, so at 50-1, she might be a first 4 player.
The big one for the 2-year-olds, race 8, Amelia Park, Karrakatta Plate. It's worth $500,000. It was, of course, back in the day, a Group 1. These days, it's a Group 2, 1,200. set weights. Sees your value bet for the program, Joel. That's race 8, number 6, Debolatio.
Yeah, caught wide last start and certainly far from disgraced. He was caught wide the start prior in easier company and was able to put his rivals away. I expect him from barrier 5 to get a much better run in transit and prove hard to beat. Clearly, number 12, Shiani, is the hardest to beat. She got right back to last in the gym crack and flew home for third. Eye-catching run. In for third, number 2, Akinar Star. And for fourth, number 9, Aram Boy.
And your best in the last race, 9, number 3, Presenter Tie or Presentati?
Yeah, I call it Presentati, but it is, I think they pronounce it Presenter Tie. Whichever way you want to pronounce it, it was a tragedy last week. She was my best bet, Willie Pike in the last. Everyone piled in and still looking for a run. So Pike off, he's on number 1, and they're claiming. I assume that's probably the reason why they want to take the 3 kilos off her. Molly Clark to ride, she drops to 55. If she gets any luck, should be hard to beat.
And earlier in the day, Awapuni. We see the Group 1 Manawa 2 Sires Produce Stakes.
Yes, look, I think the fillies, probably the ones here. I'm with number 11, Joyfully, from the wide gate, which is a query, but she's a very smart horse. Her trials were good. She ran well first start in the same race that Summer Passage debuted in, and she's just improved with each run to date. So at a bit of odds, I've gone her way from 9 Gold Fever, 1 Star Treasure and 4 Ozil. My value bet for the meeting is Joyfully. My best bet is Charles Road in the Manawa 2 Classic. We've got 3 horses here coming through the Derby, numbers 1, 2 and 3. They look the main hopes, but Charles Road I thought was the best of them, and he's my bet of the day. At Awapuni, Ellerslie, my best is Terrafique, race 4, number 1. Has to handle the heavy ground, that's the query, but should have won last start. He's a talented horse going places, and my value bet is Neela, race 7, number 8. She'll handle the heavy, and we'll find this easier than last start.
Okay, that wraps up a massive Saturday of weight racing around Australasia. Don't forget your winning post, as always, takes you from Friday through Saturday and Sunday, including Friday night at Cranbourne, for form guides for Sunday and our usual big coverage of Saturday. And there's plenty of horses going around with all the recent washed out meetings, going around or not going around, as the case may be. And all your usual features that that you do love and pay only $5 for. So do make sure you get your winning post. Finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. I think I was back in the minor placings last week, the start turn. This time, I'm going to go with Richard of York. Carl, help me out. Is that race 3, number 9 at Bendigo on Saturday?
That is race 3, number 9.
And
race 4, number 9.
Sorry, race 4, number 9.
I'll go Raymond, race 5, number 3, Randwick.
And I'll go Moorfield Parks, race 7, number 2, So You Too.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.